Hey, this is Pam Perry. It has been a minute since I've done a podcast and been traveling back and forth, and the last two events have actually been about publicity. But you know, I'm a PR coach. So these went to the National Publicity Summit in New York City, and now I'm at finishing up the third day of Master the Media Summit. So these summits. As I sit here looking out the window here of this hotel, looking high up in the over the city, feel like I'm at a quote-unquote summit, see the train going in the Washington, D.C. area. What is it that people really want from publicity? They want to be seen, want to be known. But the main question out of all of this is like, why? Why do you want to be seen? Why do you want to be known? Why do you want to get on Good Morning America, Today's Show, CNN? Why do you want to be on BET? Why do you want to talk to Oprah? Right? All of those different things have been coming up. Why do you want to do this? And it really comes down to really two things: purpose and mission. If you know your purpose, you're driven by your mission. And then the purpose of the media is to make sure that that mission gets amplified out so that you can serve others. So if it's just blind ambition, just to be seen, just to be heard, just to be noticed because you want to feel validated, I don't think publicity is going to really work for you. Matter of fact, I don't even think you'll probably get any publicity, because I'm telling you, journalists like myself will see the difference. They can pretty much tell an empty suit when they see it. So you have to be on fire on what it is you want to share with the world. You have to want to make a difference. You have God's fingerprints all over you. And he wants you to do something with it. He wants to see that you make a difference in someone else's life. So getting the publicity, you know, the different tips, the sound bites, the press kit, the media kit, writing the bio, getting the photos, getting the brand, getting the right colors, pictures. It can be exhausting. Making sure you have a platform on social media. Should you podcast? Should you not podcast? Which podcast platform should you use? Should you be an iTunes anchor? It doesn't matter. It comes down to, what are you called to do? Who are you called to serve? And why does that matter? Now, I've been doing PR most of my life, right? I'd say 30 years now in the game. And I haven't seen anybody yet that says, I just want to get on TV because I want to be famous. And have the journalist, editor, producer say, yeah, sure, come on, we want to make you famous. Or I want to make money. I want publicity because I want to make money. No one's going to help you make money. That by man. So I'm thinking that out of all of this, everybody has a message. They have their story. And at first, at one point, everybody wanted to write a book and then go on a book tour. Then everybody know their story. But it's even deeper than that. Okay, you have your story, but what is the point of your story? Who is it serving? What difference is it going to make in the world? Now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and forever, right? That whole point of legacy, that's really what it's about. So you can have your book flipped into a movie. You can have that book flipped into a course. You can have that book flipped into a whole lot of different things. But if it's not going to make a difference to anybody, it's really not going to be that one thing that's going to really make you rich. Your purpose, your mission should be a way where you make a living, because your living is really about giving. And so I went to all these different conferences, and you see all these different people they're running up to. And I've got the Speaker's Magazine, and people are in it. But when I ask them, what are their key messages? It's not like, what do they most have practiced and sound the best? It's about what it is that is authentically them that makes them really a servant. So with that, I just like to say that if you want publicity, you want marketing, you got to build your brand. But at least start with your purpose and your mission and know your why. And I can help with that. Then we can get into the whole social media, the PR, the book writing, the colors, the photos. That's all important, but it cannot come before the cart, right? The horse. You can't put the horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse. So you want to make sure that you do that. And so I'm Pam Perry, your PR coach, and also too to help you with your purpose. PamPerryPR.com. Hit me up. And let's stay connected. God bless. Have a great day.